USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The FBI search and seizure of items belonging to President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, includes the recording of then-candidate Trump talking to Cohen about a payment to Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. Critics say someone within the president's own camp may have leaked the tape. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, appearing on ABC's This Week, questions that claim.
The first mystery is who leaked it and what advantage did they think they were going to get from leaking it. I don't see any particular advantage to the Trump claims based on this tape.
One of President Trump's most vocal critics is Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Schiff was asked whether he believes the president's compromised.
I certainly think he's acting like someone who's compromised, and it may very well be that he is compromised, or it may very well be that he believes that he's compromised.
Tom Bossert, Trump's former Homeland Security advisor, pushed back on Schiff's remarks, saying on This Week that it was a cheap shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A police chase in Kent, Washington went horribly awry Sunday morning when an officer hit a colleague who was laying down a spike strip to stop a speeding car. The officer who was struck was killed, and the officer driving the car was critically injured. Washington State Patrol Captain Ron Mead.
Very sad day for law enforcement, and our hearts go out to the Kent Police Department and law enforcement in general.
As for the speeding driver, he got away after crashing into another car. A deadly end to a standoff at a Southern California grocery store. Officials say one woman is dead, another is critical after a shooting suspect led police on a chase before taking hostages inside a Trader Joe's. It all started when the suspect allegedly shot his grandmother several times, then fled in her car with another victim he'd injured. Police chased him to the Trader Joe's where he finally surrendered. LAPD says the suspect actually asked for handcuffs. They were tossed into him and he handcuffed himself and came out. A survivor of the deadly duck boat accident in Missouri who lost most of her family says prayers from others are helping her through the tragedy.
I've had pastors from the city come and said they'll keep me in their thoughts and prayers.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A legendary space pioneer boycotts an event his own foundation sponsored for family reasons. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Former NASA astronaut, second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, noticeably absent from a Saturday night gala to kick off a year-long celebration of the 50-year anniversary of the first moon landing, even though his nonprofit Space Education Foundation is a sponsor of the event. That black tie Apollo celebration gala was held under a Saturn V rocket at the Kennedy Space Center, and hundreds of people attended. Aldrin's absence, though, comes just a month after he sued two of his adult children and a former business manager, accusing them of misusing his credit cards, transferring money from an account, and slandering him, saying he has dementia. And weeks ago, Andrew and Jan Aldrin did file a petition claiming the 88-year-old was suffering from memory loss, paranoia, and confusion. Andrew Aldrin, acknowledging his father's absence at the gala, saying, "We're sorry, Dad can't be here." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wildfires in Northern California are forcing mandatory evacuations near Yosemite National Park. Two firefighters have been treated for back injuries. So far, no homes have been damaged. CAL FIRE Captain Christian Linneman says crews are working to keep that fire from spreading.
It's very, very steep terrain. It's not very accessible. To get to there, the crews and all the equipment have to take a very, very long trip to get around to get into that area.
The fire has grown to more than 45 square miles and is 6% contained. For U.S.